When cooler heads prevail, Wall Street is now hoping for the best week they've had all year long. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the second day of November. Thanks for being here. In other news, jobless benefits applications inch up, but there is a but. The first auto plant to go out on strike just voted on the contract deal by the UAW. We'll share the numbers. Speaking of unions, workers on the Vegas Strip have set a deadline for a new contract, or they walk. Home mortgage rates fell today after going up for weeks and weeks. Will consumers buy this holiday season? We have new numbers from the National Retail Federation. What will it take to get workers back to the office? They told us. We've got the Wall Street Report, and about that pumpkin spice stuff, let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael. I'd be grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Want to reach us on X, formerly known as Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour, and over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. For months, folks like Jamie Dimon have talked up recession and the crash of the markets. Now he wants everybody to move to Texas. Oh, come on, Jamie, please. Well, the question really is, you see what happens when the Fed puts the brakes on rising interest rates? Wall Street is now poised to have its best week for the entire year. And we'll share those numbers in just a bit. Last week, applications for unemployment benefits inched up, but don't panic. The numbers are near historic lows, and it's a frustrating issue for the central bank. On Thursday, the Labor Department said that unemployment claims rose by 5,000 to 217,000 for the week that ended October 28. The U.S. job market remains healthy, even in the face of the Fed's aggressive interest rate hikes, which was meant to cool the economy and taper lingering inflation. After the big three Detroit automakers inked a tentative deal with the UAW, the next question was, will auto workers vote to approve the new contract? The answer, so far, is a resounding yes. The AP is reporting that auto workers at the first Ford factory to go out on strike have voted overwhelmingly in favor of a tentative contract agreement reached with the company. Members of Local 900 at the Michigan Assembly Plant in Wayne, Michigan, which is just west of Detroit, voted 81% in favor of the four-year and eight-month deal, according to Facebook postings by local members on Thursday. Two union officials confirmed the accuracy of the percentage. Neither, however, wanted to be identified because the vote totals had not been made public. Staying on the labor beat for a moment, the Associated Press is reporting that tens of thousands of Las Vegas hotel workers who are fighting for new union contracts have set a strike deadline, threatening major disruptions at more than a dozen casinos that could collide with the Strip's inaugural Formula One races later this month. The Culinary Workers Union said about 35,000 members whose contracts expired earlier this year are ready and willing to walk off the job if deals aren't reached by November 10 with casino giants MGM Resorts International, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn Resorts. And that is just 5 days before the Las Vegas Grand Prix weekend, which is expected to bring thousands of people to the Strip. Union officials say they hope the strike doesn't happen, but the decision is now in the hands of the employers. The Culinary Workers Union is Nevada's largest labor union, with about 60,000 members statewide, and that union has not gone out on strike in decades. Word from the housing world? Finally, some good news. After climbing for 7 weeks in a row, mortgage rates have dropped. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said the decline brought the average rate on a 30-year mortgage down to 7.76% from 7.79% last week. 1 year ago, the rate averaged 6.95%. Consumers, that would be you and me, have kept the U.S. economy chugging along. Now that we're in the holiday buying season, will consumers continue to spend? The National Retail Federation says yes. In fact, the group said that it expects holiday sales to be up 3-4% for November through December, compared with a 5.4% growth a year ago. Sales for the two-month period will increase to between $957 billion and $966 billion. According to the AP, the pace is consistent with the average holiday increase from 3.6% that happened between 2010 to pre-pandemic 2019. Americans ramped up spending during the pandemic, which accounted for some outsized sales numbers. For the holiday season of 2021, sales for the two-month period surged by 12.7%. But now it looks like we are back to normal. And so you know, the forecast from the Retail Trade Group considers a variety of indicators, including employment, wages, consumer confidence, disposable income, consumer credit, previous retail sales, and even weather. The numbers exclude automobile dealers, gasoline stations, and restaurants. So what's it going to take to get workers to go back to the office? I think we've got an answer. CNBC is reporting that employees will come back if employers offer a perk, like covering commuting costs. Yep, the number one work perk that would get them to return to in-person office work is that their company covers commuting costs. That was 38% of the respondents. The benefit just barely edges out the next biggest desire for more privacy at the office by 34%. Meanwhile, roughly one in four workers also say an office dress code is hampering their return. Some 24% of workers said that they would be more accommodating of RTO if they were able to wear whatever they wanted. The cost of gas, parking, and public transit aren't the only things keeping people from returning to the office. The average worker spends about $51 a day when they go to the office, including $16 on lunch, $14 on commuting, $13 on breakfast and coffee, and $8 on parking. That means full-time office workers are spending roughly $1,020 every month to report to the workplace, while hybrid workers spend an average of $408 a month on attendance. It was a big day on Wall Street, with the Dow racking up 564 points to close at 33,839. The NASDAQ picked up 232 points, ending the trade at 13,294, and the S&P 500 added 79 points to close Thursday at 4317. West Texas Intermediate crude bounced back by over $2 at roughly $82.51 a barrel. And the 10-year Treasury? That fell to 4.663% at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about pumpkin spice and Starbucks. First, I've got a disclaimer. I don't go to Starbucks. I haven't in years and years. I go to my locally owned coffee shop, and as far as pumpkin spice, no thanks. But you seem to love it. Starbucks reported better-than-expected quarterly earnings, with same-store sales up by 8% in the U.S. and North America, and customer traffic up by 3%. Higher average checks drove the bump in sales, likely thanks to the coffee chain's late August rollout of its popular fall menu, including the pumpkin spice latte, which this year cost an average of $5.95 before tax for a 16-ounce grande size. Analysts suggest Starbucks' pricey drinks may appeal to increasingly cost-conscious consumers as affordable luxuries. Meanwhile, at my coffee shop, Grounds for Celebration, a pumpkin spice goes for $5.90, and that includes tax. Still, just give me the coffee. That's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a pleasant evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.